Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world, wide web. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here today for another phenomenal show. I am telling you what, you want to put your seatbelts on today because we have a lineup that's going to knock your socks off. You know, here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, we bring you nothing but phenomenal and outstanding guests. And so guess what? Today is no different. So starting the top of the hour out, listen, I've got some powerhouse females, women pastors, apostles, leaders that you're going to get to hear from. We're going to be chatting it up, talking about a conference that is coming to the DMV area that you want to know all about. And we have Dr. Lawana Harrod that's joining us with a host of dynamic ladies, Dr. Tracy Blanchard, Elder Nicole Mason, Apostle LaTanya Jimerson, and Pastor Robin Stevens. You're going to get to hear from all of them. And then listen, we want you to stick around because the second segment, we're going to be chatting with Shakita Lee. She is here to talk all about Periscope. Yeah, the live streaming app. Why you need it for your business, why you need it for your ministry, why you should be on it, how it can benefit you, how it can help you with promoting. So we're going to answer all of those good questions for you. So if you've been dabbling around with it, hey, that's good. If you've been cautious and you're not sure what you're doing, we're going to answer some questions for you today. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right on in. And, of course, we want to say hello. Big shout out to all those that are listening on the phone lines, those that are hanging out in the chat room, those that are coming in from Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Hey, those that are coming in from Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, and all of our broadcast stations that are listening in, we say hello and welcome. So let's go ahead and jump right on in with our first segment. Again, Dr. Lawana is joining us, back by popular demand, a wife, a mother, a minister, an author, founder of Christian Sisters, and she's the author of many books, a psalmist, a praise and worship leader. Listen, I could go on and on and on, but Dr. Lawana, I'm bringing you up to the mic. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Charvette. It's so nice to be here today.
Oh, we are glad to have you. Certainly, refresh our listeners' memories about your foundation and your organization.
We're called Christian Sisters Foundation, which is a worldwide organization that deals with the issues of abuse, not just what we see on the outside, but what's happening on the inside, because our wounds are showing up. And so the Lord has instructed me to go back and get them, those that are sitting in the pews, bruised and wounded and oozy. He said, go back and get them. So once I was healed, just as he told Apostle Paul, once you've been healed, to go back and strengthen your brothers and your sisters. So that's my assignment.
Amen. And do you find that people are resistant and they feel like, oh, I got it all together. I don't really, you know, need that. I'm good. Do you find that you struggle with trying to help people get up and out and go around the corner to something better in life?
Yes. First, initially, of course, there's always the optic of denial. But the Lord, if you really listen and listen to wisdom, he will give you word of knowledge, and he will let you know where to tap into. And sometimes he'll let you go in through the back door, but always the Lord is always glorified through whenever we speak to the women and bring healing forth in their lives.
Wonderful. And so you have put together a dynamic powerhouse panel of women that are going to be imparting really to us and everyone. And so talk a little bit about the event that's coming up and who you have pulled together for this event.
Our event is called Victorious in Stilettos, which is really piggybacking off of our book that was just released. It was written by 12 women, and they're phenomenal. So I was seeking the Lord, and he said for me to go back and go and to do the conference. And so I was like, I didn't want it to be just your everyday conference. I wanted to make sure that the women had a lot of takeaways and to make sure that they got what they needed, not just a one-day conference that, you know, they would come and just leave with nothing. But we have the people that we that the Lord has assigned to this venue. We are so excited that Pastor Jemison will be opening us up on Friday evening at 7:30. We're so ready for her. I am so ready. And then on Saturday we have Dr. Tracy Blanchard, we have Elder Nicole Mason, and Pastor Robin Stevens. And we have a couple of our presenters that will also be there, yourself, Charvette Mitchell, and then also Dr. Verlene Gold from Richmond, Virginia. We are so excited about what the Lord is getting ready to pour on these women.
Amen. Well, let me bring some of them up to the mic. They are so graciously waiting here in the virtual studio. So I'm just going to go around the virtual couch and let everyone introduce themselves. So Dr. Tracy Blanchard, welcome to the show. Just tell the listeners a little bit about you and your ministry.
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me, and I'm excited just to be invited to your show and, again, invited to the Victorious in Stilettos. And I guess, you know, part of my ministry, who I am, is deliverance. My ministry is certainly a deliverance ministry, and so I'm excited about the purpose for this conference. And, you know, what I have found, if I can just throw this into the hat as well, we talk about women in the pews being broken and not, you know, coming forth and talking about the things that they're going through. But what I've seen in this season is people who are ministering to these women, people who are, you know, are empowering women who are broken and ministering from a place of deficiency. So it's not just for the people, women in the pew, but the women on the platform too. You know, that they have such large responsibilities, they've taken on so much that they often don't find the time to get off the wheel and get the care they need, the treatment they need, the healing they need. And so it's not, it's a twofold thing. I think we will find that there will be also women there who are motivators, who empower others, who also need something pushed back into them, put back into them, so that they can continue to do their purpose and continue to live out their purpose. But they need a refilling as well. And so I'm excited about this conference. And then part two for me is this, knowing that we can be ministers and not lose our femininity, because that is in this season. I've seen so much of it where women think that because you are a woman minister that now you have to take on this masculine role. So I'm so delighted that my good sister friend has said that we can be victorious in stilettos. We can be all that God has created us to be and not lose our femininity in the process, that we can be feminine and do this thing. You know, we ain't got a pimp. We ain't got to grab nothing. Lord, glory. I love being a woman.
Yes.
I'm so glad about the title. And someone needs to hear that tonight. You don't have to, you know, be masculine to minister. And I don't know where this is coming from, but there certainly is a spirit in the body of Christ, and somebody ought to talk about it, and you know I will. But this, you know, lesbianism situation now has tried to creep on the platform and tried to creep in ministry, and we have to expose it, and then we have to deliver our sisters from believing that they have to lose their femininity. They have to lose that in order to minister effectively. You can be 100% feminine in stilettos, victorious in stilettos, and still do this work in the name of Jesus. And again, thank
Amen.
You for having me.
Oh, you are welcome, Dr. Tracy Blanchard. So, listeners, you can see already we just getting started, and the fire is hot. I'm coming over to Apostle Latanya Jemison. Let me bring you in. Tell us a little bit about you and your ministry.
Okay. Thank you for having me again. I'm excited to be even among all these wonderful, awesome women, you know, all these archbishops and doctors and everything on the phone. I told you from the beginning, I kind of wondered how I got involved with being in this group, but I'm excited about it. I'm the apostle at Springs of Living Water Ministries, doing business at Springs of Living Water Church of Restoration in La Plata, Maryland. And love, of course, is the main ingredient there, but the clearing call on my life, what God told me is that I was called to deal with a people who thought they were all right and they're not. Mm-hmm. And that was an amazing thing to me. I didn't understand it at the time, but as time has gone on, the church itself is in its 16th year. And I've watched people come in and be tore up from the floor up from all different walks of life. And so we've learned that it doesn't matter how they're dressed, doesn't matter what they're driving, doesn't matter where they work, but from different walks of life, they are they have issues and they need to be ministered to. And so deliverance, I would say, is part of it. But we also are really a house of miracles. We believe in miracles. We believe in the gift of the Holy Spirit operating. We believe in all of the gifts working. And so it's a very live church. We believe in worship. God has really been dealing with us on that worry thing that women do. I don't know. That worry thing, and God really has been dealing with us about the fact that worry really is torment. And
wow.
We're learning to turn that worry into worship. And so I'm excited about where God has me at this time. I am a woman in definite transition. I was a stay-home mom. I lived in my husband's plan for a long time. I stayed home and raised my children. I've been in full-time ministry for almost 25 years now, and I thank God for that. But I still lived a lot in my husband's plan, but next month I'll be married 39 years, successfully married, and I have now four.
Congratulations.
Yes, and I have four successfully married children and six grandchildren, and I'm in major transition. I have a coach now, and I thank you. I'm thankful for that. And so I'm in this real interesting phase of my life because I've gone back and realized that there are some things about me as a woman living and doing what I was called to do, what I was supposed to do, but there are some things in me that were buried alive. And
wow.
So I'm resurrecting those things. And so I'm in an exciting place, and I'm excited,
yes.
Excited to share that. Because I'm still standing in those stilettos.
All right. Wonderful, wonderfully said. Much to offer to our listening audience and those that will attend the conference. Elder Nicole Mason, let me bring you up to the virtual mic. Tell us about your ministry, an attorney, all of the things that you do.
Yes, well, first and foremost, thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity. And to Dr. LaWanna, thank you for reaching out to me. And to all of my powerhouse sisters, I appreciate the opportunity to share with you all in this assignment. So, yes, I am an attorney. I'm an author, international talk show host, a coach to high-achieving women. That's a leadership executive level coach for high achieving women, and on and on and on. Mom, wife, mother, all these different things, entrepreneur. And my ministry is helping women to birth who they are authentically. And so I help
yes.
women to tap into their authenticity, their power, find themselves, find the confidence that God has created and given us, but for the things in life that we endure. And so I am a spiritual midwife, if you will. And so I come alongside women, and not only do I work in the church, but I also work in the secular, dealing with women
yes.
who are high-level women and those who are aspiring to be high-level so that they can show up great in the workplace, in the church house, on the street corner, wherever they find themselves, doing ministry, being of service, operating in their gifts, their talents, their skills, that they ought not ever acquiesce or cower down, but to stand up strong with their backs erect and their shoulders squared, doing what God has called them to do. And what I have found is that when women live like that and they live from that kind of energy, it brings both the positive and the negative. But the good thing about being confident about yourself, you know how to handle the negative and you know how to have the positive work for you. So God is lifting up his woman right now, lifting up his daughters. You see a shifting in the earth, the shifting in the atmosphere where women are rising to the levels of first this, first that. I've been able to engage with the first general counsel of the Library of Congress, the first woman who walked on faith, all of these firsts for women. And I believe that we will have a first woman president because God is lifting us up for a time such as this.
My goodness, Elder Nicole Mason, and certainly we need the anointing in the marketplace and in the secular arena. So thank you for representing us so well there. Thank you. All right, Pastor Robin Stevens, let me bring you up. Tell us about yourself and your ministry.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. I just wanted to say thank you again for the invitation to be on the show this afternoon. I want to thank my good friend and sister, Dr. LaWanna Harrod. Probably 30 years or so or something that we've known each other. So I just want to say thank you, and please forgive me. My voice is kind of hoarse here, but I'm just grateful today. I have been in gospel ministry for a little bit over 30 years, and I have been pastoring a great church in District Heights and the Landover area, Kingdom of Priests Community Church, for about 10 years. My role has mainly been a pastor-to-pastor. God has graced me, and I'm humbled that he has graced me to raise up and to train leaders. And so that has really been the bulk of what the Lord has used me to do over these several years. One of the things that has been a focus of our ministry in the past, I would say 5 years or so, has really been to make the ministry mobile, to really come outside of the four walls of the church and really do the work of the kingdom in communities. Our ministry monthly goes out. We normally have our training on Thursday nights, our teaching two Thursdays of the night of the month, rather. And then we take the gospel out to homes and to communities that will open up. There is a group of people who may never walk into our churches, but we are taking the gospel to them. And so we have seen some amazing things happen over the past several years because of God's faithfulness and because of our yes to say we will go outside of the church. One of the things that just blessed me about this conference, I'm just so looking forward to my other sisters who I have not had an opportunity to share with. I certainly have with Apostle Jemison, but I'm just looking forward to this time. And every time I see the flyer and I see the stilettos, I just keep saying to myself, don't let the heels fool you. There's some power behind these heels.
Yes.
There's power behind these heels. And I'll just close with this. Just been in my heart, the scripture in Acts, the 10th chapter, where it says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good, healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. And so, yes, God is with us, and we're looking forward to God doing some amazing things when we come together for this conference. Amen.
Amen, and I believe he will hear that prayer and that request. And I wanted to take the time, because Dr. LaWanna, you have pulled together such a dynamic powerhouse, really all of the women that are here and more that are even going to be a part of the conference that aren't a part of this interview. I wanted everyone to share their own voice, because there's so much diversity and everyone brings something different, a different angle, a different vantage point to this conference. We have some listeners listening in from Facebook. Also, LaTanya Boyd, oh my God, powerful women of God. Somebody else, yes, first female president, so Elder Nicole there, touching, agreeing with you on that. Yes, yes, yes. So thank you, Kawana McElroy, listening in as well. And so, Dr. Luana, give all of the listeners all of the details, the location, the date, the time, the cost, all of that for the conference.
Okay, we will start on Friday, June the 17th. Again, opening up will be Overseer LaTanya Jemison. The location would be at Shiloh Abundant Life Center, 7905 Crichton Way, Forestville, Maryland. The cost is $25 for both days. I just say just come. I just want people to just be blessed. But, yes, it's $25. But
yes.
Then on Saturday, our lineup, I'm just so excited because I was looking for a vendor for shoes, and I found her. I was so excited.
Oh,
I
wonderful.
Said, Lord, I need some shoes. Yes, because our main theme is, yes, I rock these. And one of the things that I wanted to say is that in Jeremiah 30 and 17, it says, I will give you back your health and heal your wounds, and said
yes.
The Lord. And that's one thing that I have stood on for over 30 years after being delivered from an abuse. My sister and I were both molested at a young age. But just the things that you carry around after having wore those wounds, those scars. But God said,
yes.
I will give it back to you. Hallelujah. And I'm
Amen.
So hallelujah. Holidays. When you see me dance, I'm thinking about all the things that God has already brought me through and all the things that God delivered me from, because I could have been stuck. I could have been stuck right where I was. But I thank God that he brought me through. So, again, the conference is going to be at Shiloh Abundant Life Center, June 17th and 18th, 7905 Crichton Way in Forestville, Maryland.
Wonderful. Yes, and we praise God for your testimony, a living testament of
Amen.
What God has done, and that you are reaching back to help others. And is there a website address that they can go to also?
Yes. They may go to www.sistahsfoundation.org, sistahsfoundation.org.
All right, there you have it, listeners. Okay, panel, I have another question, and you have, this is a rapid-fire answer, maybe a minute or two response, and some may feel this is whatever, but we're still going to go there. This is my show. So I was reading an article yesterday, and the article dealt with, I'll say, some indiscretions that we are seeing in the Christian community. I'll say it that way. And the writer of the article said, I wonder if people's responses would be different if this were a female pastor or a female bishop or a female high-profile person. Do we give females less of a ride or less grace, let me say it that way? Do we give females in leadership less grace than we give men in leadership that may have indiscretions or things have happened and what have you? Do you all see in your own ministries, in your own lives, that we are still dealing with a double standard in leadership, men versus women, that men may get more graces in areas that women do?
Yes.
I would love to hear everyone's perspective. Who is that?
Oh, definitely.
This is Apostle LaTanya Jemison, and my husband and I, we serve together. And I know there are some of them on the line, and if they could be on, they would be cracking up, because I can say something and they will put me in a box. And Pastor Joe can say something and they have no problem with it. It's just as simple as that. Right there in our home church, he and I together, he can get away with saying something that they would, if I said it, they would say it was ratchet.
Wow.
Yes.
Other responses.
Well,
do men
and
women
ask when you ask the question? This is Elder Nicole Mason, because that is the work that I do
In my day job, I'm an EEO director, you know, fighting for equality for women and minorities in the workplace. And so you see the inequities everywhere, not just in the church.
Yeah.
We won't even go there.
Mm.
You know, you can show up and you can have all your credentials. I mean, I've been to divinity school. I'm credentialed, have more credentials than the men that are there. They'll call me sister and call him reverend.
Yep.
Pay him more and give me a love offering. I've experienced it. I lived it. So it's inequities all over the place. So you don't want to get me started on that. Inequity in the workplace, in the church.
Yes.
Don't get me started. In healthcare,
you are exactly
they treat
right.
us differently.
Yeah.
In healthcare, they charge us more money to go get our physicals and all that. Check all your statements. They charge women more to take care of ourselves. It's a study that was done to show that black women in particular are the last people to get seen in an emergency room. They did a study to show it. So it's inequity everywhere, and that's why it's so powerful for all of us to come together to lift women up so that when women are in these kinds of situations, you'll speak up for yourself. You'll show up great in the corporate world, in the church platform, wherever you find yourself. You won't mistreat me, so you don't want me to talk about that subject.
That's a whole other show, Elder Nicole. That's a whole separate segment. And so, it sounds like the consensus is yes, there are still some double standards. What advice do you all have, in particular for women, that millennial group, those that are coming up into leadership? What advice do you have for handling that, dealing with it, combating it as they see it?
This is Pastor Robin. First of all, let me just say very quickly that when we talk about indiscretions, and I think we all know kind of the area that we were kind of like alluding to, you know, a man will always be a man, you know, no matter what a man does, and that's the thinking of the world, you know. But if a woman does the same thing, as we're talking about indiscretions, you know, then she's, you know, all kind of names, things that I won't say here on the line. But advice to those who are coming up behind us, those who are dealing with those type of things, you know, we have had many women who have been trailblazers, who have gone before us so that we are now able to be on the platform and preach and do all kind of things in the marketplace and just be everywhere that God wants and desires us to be. One of the things I'll say, and I'm going to bring it in, had an opportunity to share in a collaboration for a project for mentoring young women and young men in ministry. One of the things that I said, and this is always my advice, one of the things that you have to do in ministry is to keep yourself guarded and keep yourself surrounded with people who will keep you in a safe place. And many of us, when we don't have that accountability, we don't have those people who tell us, hey, that's crazy, hey, no, you can't do that. Those who are in authority must be under authority. And oftentimes when we see people doing their own thing, what they want to do, what they're big and bad enough to do, oftentimes they're not submitted to somebody else. So keep yourself around people who will help you to keep yourself pure by maintaining some authority and some accountability.
Absolutely.
Well said. Wonderful advice. Oh, my goodness. So let me, we're about to wrap up. I'd love for each of you to give just your contact information as far as how people can connect with you online, social media, websites, any of that information. I'm going to jump back to Dr. Tracy. If you can give your contact information.
Yes. You can reach me at Tracy Blanchard Ministries, 1-877-684-7910. You can also watch me every third and fourth Saturday night. I didn't mention this on the Word Network. Also, Facebook, Tracy Blanchard Ministries. I'm on Twitter. I am Dr. Tracy. You can reach me by any of those ways.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Bless
you. Oh, you're welcome. Elder Nicole Mason, how can listeners connect with you?
Sure. So you go to my website. That's Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E-S, Mason.com. You can download a copy of my free ebook. We can stay connected via email. All across social media, I am Nicole S. Mason, And on Sunday afternoons, you can tune in to the Nicole Mason Show, and you can check out that website at thenicolemasonshow.com. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. All right, Apostle LaTanya Jimerson, how can listeners connect with you?
I am on Facebook. You can reach me at the LaTanya Jimerson. Doesn't have apostle, doesn't have any title in it, and I think LaTanya has a space, L-A space T-A-N-Y-A, J-I-M-E-R-S-O-N, that's my name on Facebook. You can also reach me on the website, S-O-L-W, Springs of Living Water, the acronym, S-O-L-W.org, and that's the best way to do it. The name of the telephone number, of course, is at the church is area code 301-934-2526, and they will find me. Those are the best.
Wonderful.
Ways.
They will find you. Wonderful. Thank you so
me.
Much.
They really know how to find me, I promise you.
Thank you for joining us. All right, Pastor Robin Stevens, how can listeners connect with you?
The best way to connect with me is probably on social media. I am Robin Stevens with a V on Facebook, Twitter, and Periscope.
Oh, wonderful. We're going to talk about Periscope in the next segment. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right. And so wrapping back around to Dr. Luana, thank you so much again for pulling together this wonderful conference. And I'd love to give, we have people that are actually just tuning in now. Can you just recap for them location, date, time, and all of that of how they can be a part of this conference?
Okay, again, the conference, Victoria Stiletto, Yes, I Rock Thee, will be held at Shiloh Abundant Life Center, 7905 Cryden Way, Forestville, Maryland. And the conference is June 17th and 18th, Friday night at 7:30. On Saturday, it starts at 10 a.m.
There you have it. And how can people connect with you online?
On Facebook, I am Luana Harris. On Facebook, again, I am Sisters Foundation. On Twitter, I am Dr. L. Harris. And on Instagram, I am Dr. L. Harris.
All right. Well, thank you so much for everyone that joined us. I look forward to seeing and meeting you guys at the conference. And thank you and continue to be blessed in all of your individual ministries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
good
you
night.
So
all right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. All right. You're welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment. And I'm telling you what, Shakita Lee is hanging out in the virtual studio. I know she enjoyed some virtual snacks while she was in there. She is joining us. She's an author. She's a travel agent. She's a speaker. And she's here to talk about Periscope, the live streaming app, why you need it, how it can benefit your business, your ministry, anything you're promoting. We're going to answer your questions right after this quick commercial break. Don't you move. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Introducing contemporary gospel artist Deani with the new hit debut single titled The Blood on Remare Records.
So they slay me, crucify me, I have been washed in the blood, I'm reading.
Purchase Deani's new hit single on iTunes, Amazon, in February. Once again, be sure to check out contemporary gospel artist Deani with the new hit debut single titled The Blood on Remare Records. Follow Deani on Twitter, Facebook, by going online to DeaniMusic.com. That spells DeaniMusic.com. That's DeaniMusic.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for all of those that are tuning in and checking us out here. We appreciate you always keeping up with the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Thanks to all those that connect with us on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Yes, those that are checking us out and listening from charvette.com, listening from our main website, hello, hello, hello. Certainly those that are coming in from Instagram, our broadcast stations, and our mobile app. Hello. All right, so we're moving right on in. I'm really excited about this topic. We're going to be talking about Periscope, what it is, why you need it, what's the difference between Periscope and Facebook Live, and, oh, gosh, I got a fear of being on camera, fear of being on the video. Listen, Shaquita Lee is here, author, speaker. Shaquita Lee is here to answer all those questions and to calm your little nerves right on down. I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. Hello, Shaquita. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Charvette. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Glad to have you joining us.
Glad to be here. You know, I'm excited, just as excited as you are.
Yeah. Listen, and I saw on Twitter you jumped on Periscope really quick and told people to come over and check out the show. So I appreciate you for that. But let's start from the beginning, because people might say, well, who is Shaquita Lee? Like, what do you do? And so there's several things, actually. You're an entrepreneur. You're a blogger. You are a social media fanatic, in your own words. You are a co-author on some books and a travel agent, my travel agent. Woohoo! My last cruise I booked with you, and I've got one coming up for Christmas I'm booking with you as well. So how did you get into Periscope? Like, how does Periscope tie into all of that?
You know, Periscope tied in because I was in a group, and you know how groups are. Everybody pops in, and they'll say, oh, well, what do you think about this, and what do you think about that? And I had seen Periscope. But, you know, my fear, like everybody else's, oh, I don't want to be in front of the camera. You know, I don't want anybody to see me. You know, what if my, you know, what if I don't have my face on? What if my hair looks crazy? You know, what if my front stand out a little bit too much? All of the above. So I hopped on, and I said, well, let me try it. But what I did was I watched for a while. So I joined, but I watched. And then I said, well, let me go on. So my first time going on, I said, well, let me do an introduction, because, you know, I don't want to just go on and just be rambling. And people be like, well, who are you and what do you do? So I hopped on, tried it, you know, got a couple of visitors. I was like, well, this is good. This is good. And from there, you just, you know, keep going and learn to deal with it. Like, yes, people are going to see you. This is why you hopped on Periscope. And the interact
video.
So.
Well, you know, for those that may be listening saying, what is Periscope? And it was so funny. In one of the groups I'm in on Facebook, somebody said, their mother said, now, what is the Pepsi Coke? So let's
say, oh, my goodness.
It's Periscope. Her mama said Pepsi Coke. So let's level set and let's make sure everyone is on the same page. What is Periscope?
So Periscope is a live streaming app. Live meaning everything that you're doing, everybody can see. So it's through your phone, and some people do use an iPad, but it's through your phone, and you can also use a GoPro camera as well. But it's a live streaming app. Most people have it through their phone, and they talk to people through their phone. So what you're doing is you're talking to people, whoever you're talking to, wherever they are. They can be in Canada, Australia. It doesn't matter where they are, but they'll come on, they'll see that you're live, and they'll start talking back to you, but they'll type in their messages. So you can see, they can see you, but you can't see them. You can only see their messages that they're typing in. So when we say live, it is live, meaning they can see everything that's behind you, everything on your face, if you don't have your lashes on. They can see everything. So it's right there in your face. And it's awesome. It is awesome. A lot of people love it. Once you get past it, you will love it.
You will love it. And so why has Periscope really just blossomed? It's a little bit over a year old. It was March, around March 2015 when it came out, a little bit over a year old. It grew like gangbusters. It has continued to grow. Why is Periscope like so popular? Why is it growing?
You know, it's the newest thing. So it's the newest thing that's very popular with people. Any business person or any person that kind of wants or is interested in social media, they understand that live streaming, videos, pictures, that is what will attract people. So you have a lot of businesses that have decided to hop on it, a lot of entrepreneurs. More so, a lot of brick and mortars are starting to get on to Periscope more. But a lot of social media influencers, they're out there. And if you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, and they're talking to you about it, it's going to make you curious and you want to hop on. So a lot of people join for various reasons, but entrepreneurs, business owners, they join to get their business out there. They want to connect with people that aren't in their backyard. They want to be global. So they're out there letting you see the face behind the brand so that you can understand who they are and more of that like and want to be able to interact with them more to say, hey, you know, a big person is out there. If I say hi, I just might get my name mentioned. So people will
absolutely
hop onto it. They want to see it.
They want to see it, and statistics show that video helps. It's the one is the fastest ways to really establish rapport. That so those that are interested in you, what you have to offer, and in particular, we're focusing this around those that are promoting things because typically that's who is on there. But people can establish that know, like, and trust quicker through video. Audio is another way, and then of course there's blog posts and all of that. But video helps to establish it the quickest, and so that's why Periscope has blown up. What kind of things are people talking about on Periscope? What kind of Periscopes have you done and have you seen people do?
I've seen a lot of people Periscope cooking. They Periscope putting together the, you know, back offices, how to do webinars, sales, you know, just every and anything that you could possibly think of, how to coordinate your clothes, what accessories may go well, why the accessories go well. Whatever their business is, that is what their Periscope is about. You have a lot of pastors and preachers that come and give you a daily affirmation, daily word, daily encouragement, a lot of life coaching. I've done scoping on a cruise where I've done a tour of a cruise ship. So I've shown people the interior rooms. I've shown people the ocean view rooms, the balcony rooms. I've showed them every part of the ship so that a person who's never been on a cruise can get a feel for how big the ship is and the interior room is not underwater, which is what a lot of people think.
Right.
It's not underwater. So I did that. That was probably one of my most popular ones. I've done it while I was on the cruise ship as well, out to the Bahamas. And I've done a couple of Periscopes where I've done speaking engagements. I do a lot of Q&A for travel and a lot of, you know, tips and tricks for social media. So mine varies around my business. Book signings I've done as well. So it just varies around my businesses. And that's pretty much what everybody would use it for. It's very informative. It's like taking a class
yes.
that you don't have to pay for.
Absolutely, and I was you just took the words right out of my mouth, because there are coaches, business coaches, and et cetera on there who, if you do a VIP day with them, it's $5,000 to $7,000, or if you do like 6 months of coaching, it's $13,000, and they're on Periscope, you know, doing some type of coaching or some type of training, you know, for 30 or 40 minutes. You know, I have definitely seen it as a great tool to receive training. Heard of new tools. So I think listeners, you know, the point is you can be a person that just goes on to receive, or you can decide, hey, I want to jump in front of the camera, or
right.
you can be someone who just is going to receive from it. So, and we can see, Shakita, from Facebook Live that evidently they peeped the card and saw, okay, wait a minute, this Periscope app over here is blowing up. And so now we have Facebook Live, which is a way to stream live. What are the differences, in your opinion, the comparisons of Periscope and the Facebook Live option?
They're similar, but definitely different. Periscope, when they launched for all phones, so iPhones and Android-based phones. When Facebook Live came out, it came out as Facebook Mentions, and you really had to be an influencer, and you had to be verified in order to be able to have Facebook Mentions. And then that changed because they noticed Periscope is getting a lot of attention, so they changed it to Facebook Live, but it rolled out very slow. So it rolled out for iPhone users, and then later on it rolled out for Android-based phones. Then it rolled out for your fan page, which is your like page. Then it rolled out for your personal page, and then it seemed to have like Facebook seemed to have like a glitch where if you had it one day, you log in the next day, it's gone. But they fixed that glitch and came back, so everybody was able to have it. Now with Periscope, you originally, when it first came out, your scope, so whatever video that you did, would only last for 24 hours and then it would disappear. With Facebook Live, I think with them it was a couple of minutes, and it would stay in your videos, but it would cut you off after a certain point of time. Again, both fixed their glitches. And with Periscope, you were able to, if you enjoyed the content that someone was giving to you, if you tap the screen, you can give them hearts. So based on whatever color Periscope assigned you when you came into someone's scope, that's what color your hearts would be. Now, Facebook now has the option for you to give hearts, but you can't really see how many hearts that you give, whereas with Periscope, you can see how many hearts you give. And, of course, now Periscope has changed, and you can actually put hashtag and write in S-A-V-E, save, and it saves your Periscope broadcast. And, of course, with Facebook, you don't have to do that at all. You can go back and edit it, and you can upload it to YouTube or your website, and it's going to be on your Facebook page until you decide to delete it. So there are differences, but for the most part, a lot of people who are on Periscope stay on Periscope, but they still do Facebook Live like me. I've been on Periscope for a while, but I'm trying to branch out more to Facebook Live. But to me, it is a little delayed compared to what Periscope is. But again, both are live streaming, and both have their hang-ups, their glitches. But this is what's new, so it's going to take some time for it to clear out from all of the glitches. But I like both, but I would have to say Periscope is like my baby.
Okay. And that, there are pros and cons for everything, right? Because what I like about Facebook Live is that most people have, you already have a presence, you already have an audience on Facebook, so then you're going live to an audience that you've already created. And whereas Periscope, it's a new audience. So it really just, you know, there's pros in both places. I really like the fact that with the Facebook Live, you can download the video. It seems like an easier process, like to download it and to upload it into YouTube. But again, Periscope, it's a whole different audience. So it's really the different audiences. So if you feel like you've kind of tapped out in Facebook, jump over to Periscope because you may find a new audience. All right, so you mentioned kind of putting a face with your business. Talk a little bit about that and how live streaming, you know, really the impacts around that.
Well, a lot of people, when they create their businesses, they will put up like a picture of whatever their business is or their logo, and you never really know who the owner of the business is. With Periscope, you can have a picture of something up, but you will get comments on your Periscope saying, "Turn the camera around. We want to see your face." So it kind of makes you get over the fear of having someone not see you by making you turn that camera around, flip that camera so that they can see your face. I think it's very important if you are a business owner that you show your face because people want to see who they're dealing with. It's just like if you were to go to a grocery store or a store in general, you wouldn't want a robot to serve you. You wouldn't want a robot to help you. You want to actually see a human and have them talk to you and take care of you. And that's what people want when they come to Periscope. They want to see who you are and figure out if they want to continue to come back to your scope or possibly do business with you or not. But they kind of want to get a feel for you first. So it's important that you show your face for you to be active on Periscope.
And so you brought up another phenomenal point is that for those that may be saying, okay, I'm going to get my feet wet, I'm a little anxious, they could start with having the camera facing out. Like if they are, you know, at an event and they just want to go live and kind of share with people the event. So you do have the option of putting the camera either outward or having the camera facing you. So. Awesome, awesome. So how do people overcome the fear? Do you have any tips for those that are saying, oh, okay, I know video, and I've been saying since last year video is the new secret, your new secret weapon. Now, I will say I do more pre-record videos versus live because I have found that that works best for my business. But I'll pull up my phone, record a video, and post it to Facebook. I will do that quicker than live streaming, but I have done live streaming on Periscope, and I've loaded it to YouTube and all that good stuff. So how do people get over their fear of going live on camera?
Well, one of the best ways, the second best way, besides facing the fear and just doing it, is if you have a friend, if you have a buddy, if you have a really good friend, encourage your friend to get on Periscope with you. And what you can do is you friend each other, and then what you can do is either or can request, can do a scope, but what you want to do is do a private scope, and you want to talk to your friend on Periscope or friends on Periscope privately so that you kind of get a feel for what it is, and that way your friend can tell you, okay, you're really nervous, you know, you're really talking very fast, so they can give you some good feedback before you actually go live to anybody else. So just have your friend there and do a private scope, and then once you feel comfortable enough, go ahead and do a actual live Periscope, even if you only are up there for like under 5 minutes and you just want to say hey or whatever, just try it. And what a lot of people do is after they try their first scope, they dislike it, they delete it, and then they go and do it again. That is a good option for you. It's there. You can always delete your scope if you don't like it. But besides getting your feet wet, have just someone there that you can do a private scope with so that you feel comfortable and they can give you some feedback on what you can do a little bit better. But other than that, just go and do it. You know, do a quick one if you're not comfortable. Do a quick one if you're not comfortable. And just keep trying to do that until you get a little bit more comfortable doing it. And it'll come to you. You'll just be like, okay, this is not so bad.
Face the fear. Face the fear.
That's
Shakita, how can people follow you on Periscope? So there's some people that are listening, and I'm sure that are already on Periscope, or they're just getting their feet wet, or there may be some veterans. Hey, y'all, how can we follow you on Periscope?
On Periscope, I am under my name. So it's Shequitalee. That's it. That's how you find me on Periscope, under my name, Shakita Lee.
We have a really simple, really simple.
That's it.
And that's it. So for people saying, you know, there's so many social networking sites, you know, we used to have MySpace. What happened to MySpace?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things come in, come out. Do you feel like Periscope and or Facebook Live, are they fads?
Both are here to stay, to be honest with you. Because video
mm-hmm.
live streaming is super duper important. A lot of businesses are implementing it. So I think they're here to stay. That's why there are a couple of more that are popping up. But Periscope and Facebook Live are here to stay, and they got in on the ground floor. So it's if you really do want to get yourself out there, get your business out there, or, you know, feel comfortable with it, go ahead and jump in. Face that fear so that you can say that you were on the ground floor. But I really think that they're both here to stay. Live streaming is what seems to be the best thing for a lot of businesses. And you're still going to have some people that feel that way. But, I mean, Periscope has been around for a year now. They're already linked up
mm-hmm.
with Twitter. So Twitter's been here for a long time. So they're not going anywhere. They've already linked up with Twitter. So Periscope is here to stay. Facebook Live has been around for a very long – Facebook has been around for a long time. So now that they've implemented the Facebook Live, yeah, those two are definitely not going anywhere anytime soon.
All right. And what results have you seen, you know, with your time for your business? Again, I definitely want you to give a plug for your travel and your co-authored books and all of that. What has been the result for somebody saying, is this worth my time?
Based on what I've done for myself and my businesses, it is definitely worth your time. I've made some great connections. I did my first speaking event live on Periscope, and from there I made a great connection with a speaker out in Chicago, and from there we had her come to Virginia. She's made connections. Of course, with my travel business, Exclusive Travel and Cruises, again, I've been on cruises. I've been on the cruise ships. I've taken people around. It's definitely opened people's eyes that were a little closed to cruise ships, so they're comfortable
yes.
and they're ready to roll.
Y'all better get your lives
just,
back, because I'm telling you,
hello?
It's the best vacation in the world.
Hello. It is easy and simple. But it's if you're open to change, then you need to go ahead and make the change, because it really is something that will help your business. It will help you as a speaker, because, again, if you're a speaker, you're going to need to speak. So you're going to need to interact with people. And so social media is just out here. So it's great because, again, I've connected with someone that's not even in Virginia.
Right.
She's in Chicago. I've connected with someone in Philadelphia. I mean, I've connected with people that are in St. Lucia. I mean, this is awesome to me. I mean, I absolutely love it. Great connections, great sisterhood and friends. All over the world. So I really appreciate it. I'm very happy that I, you know, faced my fear, jumped on it, and said, listen, I'm not going to have my face on every day, but I'm here. I am here.
And I'm showing up. I am showing up to yes. the party. And Jay Stone, who's on Periscope a lot, says half of the battle is just showing up. she might say
correct.
That with some more colors in her words. But
yes.
just showing up. And really, you want to think about it as a part of your marketing. And, you know, if you're posting on social media, your post, a video post, all of the social media sites, the video, it gets the most engagement. So if you're looking to engage with people, the video is where you're going to get the most engagement. So, Shakita,
yes.
I'm so glad we had a chance to just chat. So tell them how they can connect with you, your travel agency, your main website, purchase your books, all that good stuff.
So for my travel agency, I am at www.exclusivetravel.biz. If you're ready to take a cruise, let me know. And for my book, you can go to my website, and it's www.author, S as in Sam, Lee. Actually, that's the bit.ly. It's bit.ly at author S. Lee. That is the quick, short link for you guys instead of me spelling out my full name for you. And, of course, on Twitter and Periscope, I am under Shakita Lee. My fan page is under author Shakita Lee. So I am pretty much everywhere. You guys can contact me if you have any questions, you need any help. I will do a private scope with someone.
Wonderful. To get you out there, yes, connect. And that's a great – certainly you have displayed and demonstrated your expertise in Periscope. You've given us all the background. You've done, you know, the comparisons for Facebook Live and that. So you are definitely someone that I think a business would should hire, you know, to help coach them on Periscope. I'm just throwing that out there so y'all, you know, work all that out. But I have tagged on Twitter, tagged in Facebook. Yes, available for hire. Tagged on Twitter, tagged in Facebook, so those are easy connection points. Hello, waving to those that are hung out with us on the phone line. Thank you so much. And those that are listening in from Charvette.com and my mobile app, thank you. If you're on Charvette.com, I've got a great article about Shakita Lee right over there, so you're in a good spot. So last question. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
You know, what continues to motivate me is that I am continuing to learn and grow. I'm continuing to learn and grow. Like, even though, you know, Periscope was a challenge for me, because I decided to go ahead and do it, I overcame, you know, that fear. I'm motivated now to help everybody else, whoever would like my help, to get past that fear if that's what you're fearing, or to give you some ideas on what you can do to put yourself or your business on Periscope. So definitely ready, willing to help anyone who is ready, willing to get my help.
All right. That is so well said. Thank you so much for stopping by the show. This was really great. I'm going to have you,
thank you.
Come. Yeah, so listeners, hot off the press, like just leaking it to you guys, you know, it's just between us. I am launching coming June 1st my community on Facebook. It's hashtag Coaching with Vet is going to be the community, on Facebook. The community is for female entrepreneurs or females who want to be entrepreneurs. And so within that community exclusively, we'll definitely be having Facebook Live training, webinars, all of that. So I would love, Shakita, for you to be in the community. And then also we can do some Facebook Lives because they are available in the community. And then, of course, we can send people over to Periscope as well. So we'll figure all of that out. We're going to do it at the same time or what, you know, all that good stuff. So, we'll definitely have you back to talk more about this.
Awesome. I'm excited.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, listeners, that's going to be a wrap for today's show. And we thank you so much for checking us out. And we're going to see you next week. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.